that, we welcome you back inside the cave, 96.5 FM and 965thecave.com. Ian Wentz, John Roberts, Tristan Kendrick, all here till 9 o'clock. It's like a coach-a-palooza today. We have Chad O'Brien, the new AD at Adrian High School, Adrian Public Schools, on the line earlier today. And now we'll cross our fingers. We should have Siena Heights head football coach Matt Cohn hanging out waiting for us. Coach, are you there? Maybe. Can you hear me now? Is that trademarked?
It might be.
It's just a phrase. I think I'm good. So we'll get our coach on the line here talking about Siena Heights Saints football as they get set to go for finally their second game of the season after a tough loss to Olivet Nazarene a couple weeks ago. Last Wednesday, you two, John and Tristan, had massive technical issues, and you still talked to coach, right?
Yes.
I was running around in the back doing something.
Yes, we were able to pull that off. It's something's going on with Wednesdays, Ian. What's going on?
I don't know. I got here plenty. It's not.
You were early. Maybe that's early. What messed it up.
Way early. I mean, we're talking like 5:15.
Oof.
I know. Like, I had other work.
It's like
to
Pat
do.
Hayes early.
I had other work to do, but yeah, maybe that's why. Normally, you know, when I fly in here at 6:59, it all works, and when I'm here early, things blow up in our face. But yeah, we'll get our coach on here in just a moment. They get set to take on St. Xavier. That'll be a home game this weekend at 12 noon at O'Loughlin Stadium. It's a crossover game. Tristan, I want to dive into your Siena Heights experience so you know. Oh, he's here?
I believe so.
Here. I hear him.
Coach Cohn?
I'm here.
Oh, there we go.
Good morning.
Well, snuck in the room on us.
I did. I'm kind of sneaky now.
All right. So Tristan avoided my question, so that's okay. I'll go to you for this one, Coach. Just diving right in. Who is St. Xavier? Like, what kind of team are we looking at here?
Well, you know, historically, over the past 10 years, they've been kind of the power on the west side of our conference. In 2011, 2012, they actually won the national championship. You know, so they're predominantly a top 10 ranked team, you know, kind of a power there in the south side suburbs of Chicago. So it'll be a great, great challenge for us.
And must be nice to get them coming up to your place, Coach, for the home opener, 12 noon, hoping to get all the Saints fans out there, right?
Yes, absolutely. Wide open here. You know, our entire roster is really looking forward to playing in front of all their friends and family. You know, in our four games that we had in the winter and spring last year, our student athletes only had two tickets apiece. So they had to make some very tough decisions on who those two tickets could go to. But we're really happy that, you know, that's no longer around and we can kind of open up the gates to anyone and everyone.
Well, definitely will be great to have full bleachers again at the stadium. You know, just that's part of the atmosphere, Coach, when, you know, you think of college football. It's certainly, you know, what happens between the lines, but a big part of it is what's outside the lines as well.
Oh, absolutely. Just, you know, it's something that can bring everybody together. And athletics does that. You know, football certainly does that, and not having that opportunity for a full year was tough. It was tough on everybody. And now getting back into the swing of things, being able to open up Doc Dawson Field, being able to, you know, from our coach's standpoint, see all the families again. You know, we haven't seen a lot of these families since the recruiting visit and the recruiting process. And, you know, we developed some great relationships with families through that process, and being able to see them after the game, even if it's just to visit with them briefly, is really nice to do.
So game, obviously, this Saturday noon kickoff for the Saints. Normally, when you talk about a football team, you know, all the big national people talk about offense. You know, it's the Dak Prescott's, the Tom Brady's, those types of names. Coach, for your team, it's defense, and it starts with Cole Merlin. I don't know how he can duplicate or try to replicate what he did in week one, 22 total tackles. I assume he's ready to go. Another tough challenge for the defense.
He is. You know, we're a little fortunate that from a defensive standpoint, both our first two opponents are heavy in the pass game. You know, we faced a really, really good quarterback week one from Olivet Nazarene. They threw the ball quite a bit. You know, in week one, this St. Xavier quarterback dropped back 62 times, ended up throwing it 50, and then, you know, scrambling the other 12. So we're fortunate we get to see the same type of offense back-to-back. It's going to be a terrific challenge for us. They've got a number of drop-down receivers, some Division I guys, a couple Division II guys. So they've got some talent on the outside. You know, drawing the top two teams from the west side of our conference as our quote-unquote crossover games is great for us early on. Really tests us, let us know kind of where we're at, you know, and how things shake up. So we're really up for the challenge. We've had, coming off the bye week, a really good week of practice, really working on defending the pass because that's what we're going to see on Saturday.
Coach, did you say 62 times?
yeah. They drop back. They spread you all out, Coach. I mean, they're in 3-by-1. They're in empty. They're in 4-by-1. They're all over the place. And they're going to spread you out, dink and dunk you, and try and hit you deep for the big one.
Wow. Did you ever throw 62 passes in a game?
Oh, man, it would have been a glorious day if I ever did. I'll tell you what, Coach.
Yes, it would have. You, I'm with you.
It would have been a lot of fun, I'll tell you that. I know one thing we definitely didn't in high school.
That's true.
but no, it's, you know, in their week one game, they played my alma mater, actually, University of Indianapolis, St. Xavier did in their week one. And UIndy is now 12th in the country for Division II. And St. Xavier was beating them at one point 10-0. So they're a good team. You know, we got to be ready to go. We got to be prepared. And I think our kids will be very inspired to play at home.
Siena Heights Saints head football coach Matt Cohn joining us on the phone here this morning. First game, 3-point loss. Tough one to number 10 in the country, Olivet Nazarene. The question for me, and I want this to be as clear as possible, how can you get over the 20-point mark? Because offensively, I feel like your defense is good for 20 or less, right, Coach? So,
sure, you know,
getting up over that 20-point hump, well, what can change?
You know, it's just our execution. You know, we looked back on that film as an offensive people, and we didn't execute very well, you know. That certainly needs to improve. You know, the goal isn't to, hey, score this many points or score on every possession or, you know, the goal is to execute each play one by one, everyone doing their job to the best of their ability. And when that happens, we're going to see more points. But until that happens, we're gonna continue to struggle to put some points on the board. And that was pretty evident when you sit down and you watch the tape with the players and the coaches, and that just really needs to improve. And it has so far in practice, so we're hoping to see that carry over on to Saturday.
Well, that's some good news, and, you know, entertain the Saints fans that make their way to the game on Saturday. One more quick question for you, Coach. A couple weeks ago, we had you on Wednesday morning, and we talked about the starting quarterback, and I guessed a player, and it was incorrect. And Jeff talks to us after the show, and he says, well, on Sunday, you told us this quarterback. So who's it going to be this week?
I know. I got a text from Jeff, too. He said something to the effect, is this a QB Jedi mind trick? What's going on, Coach?
Yeah.
And I, you know, had to explain. We ran into some COVID stuff. And but, you know, our kids took it in stride. You know, I particularly felt bad for the young man that we had named the starter. And he, unfortunately, couldn't travel. And he had really worked his tail off and improved and really earned that job. And that was a tough conversation to have with him. But, you know, he was back as of last Friday, Ryan was. So he was with us on our Saturday practice and then got things going a little bit last night. So we're going to continue to rep both Hayden and Ryan in practice. Got one a little cut short last night with all that rain that we got. So they're going to continue to rep here today and tomorrow. And whoever is most consistent during the week is going to get the nod on Saturday.
All right, fantastic. Thanks so much, Coach Cohn, for the insight into the Saints program. And best of luck to you on Saturday.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Good luck, Matt.
Thanks.
All right. There you go. Siena Heights head football coach Matt Cohn as the quarterback carousel sort of continues over at Siena. They're, you know, trying to figure things out. A lot of young guys on that roster, if you look at it for Siena Heights. Redshirt freshman. So we'll see what they come out with on Saturday against another really quality opponent. So always good to talk to Coach.
Absolutely.
With that, we'll step aside. Coming up, it's kind of late. It was late last week. My leftovers. It's Lions related.
I'm going to go heat up the microwave, Ian.
All right, get that pizza in there, and let's get going inside the cave here on 96.5 FM, 965thecave.com. Coming up later in the show, we rank our Lenawee County High School football team's power rankings, some changes. Also, the top 16 in the NFL. Can't wait. Keep it tuned in right here inside the cave.